It's 10:53 on Thursday, May 28th, 2015, and this is The Hidden Note. Hey gang, Justin here again. So, pre-Dog Days episode 2. What do I want to talk about? Well, I haven't mentioned I've been working on InDesign a lot lately. Still trying to take in a course on it. There's a website called lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A.com. No, I don't have a promo code for it, I wish I did. But it's this really cool training website. I've used it for a few different things in the past. Never really fully took courses before, mostly because I kind of used it to touch up on a few things, but not completely learn a program from scratch. So I'm currently taking a course on InDesign, Adobe Creative Creative Cloud, Adobe Creative Cloud, 2015 edition. Trying to learn the program from scratch. Why? I'm working on this RPG thing, and I'll explain that on another episode. But so far, I have yet to load the program up. I have loaded the program, but I haven't started creating documents yet. Why? Mostly because the guide on the course decided, or indicated, hey, I suggest you watch the entire course first, before you ever step into the program, just so that way you're familiar with everything before you even start playing. So, I'm giving that a shot. I've never really tried that methodology before with learning a program, but I figure, hey, why not try something new? It's a new program, so let's see how that works out. So, but man, InDesign is really interesting, and I'm actually really looking forward to just playing in it. Just because of how robust and powerful it seems to be. A lot of kind of things that, you know, you would think would be intuitive. Beeping in the other room, probably. A lot of things you would think would be intuitive that apparently haven't really been in until kind of the more recent version. And this is kind of a vague review of it, mostly because, again, I haven't actually loaded the program, so I can't tell you how it actually feels for me. But based on everything I've seen from the guide, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I guess I lied a little bit about in terms of talking about the RPG thing in the other episode. I'm going to kind of talk about it here, mostly in relation to how it relates to my studying of InDesign. Basically, I want to put out my first kind of public manuals. And the way I did them before, back in early May, late April, was I made Photoshop files, made pretty images, and exported those to PDFs. And they were huge, ridiculously so. I was like, this is kind of crazy. And the idea was that, hey, maybe if I load up InDesign and get that working, might be able to do, you know, smaller file sizes while still having nice images and nice backgrounds, nice formatting, yada yada. Basically to try to show people that, hey, I'm trying to take this project kind of serious, and here's the books to prove it. You know, the formatting, the proof that I've been trying to do a good job with this. So, and that's that. So, because of the delays, though, in terms of studying the program, it has pushed back the initial release of the manual. Probably be sometime mid-June is what I'm going to aim for, with a hard deadline of July the 1st. Basically, I'm going to get it in early. That's going to happen. But, you know, the hard deadline is just to kind of give me a goal to shoot for and to achieve greatness over blah, blah. I don't know. I am absolutely exhausted today, a little bit from, some of the work this morning, or this day. Part of the reason why I haven't been studying the program as much until really the last 2 days is because I have been getting so burnt out at work, and I don't want to go into that too much until it's like a main topic for this, but let's just say I am someone who needs to see trees individually and not really the forest. Like, if I'm looking at the forest as a single object, I can do that. That's not a problem. But when I'm working in a corporate office, if I'm working on cutting down one tree, please don't keep showing me other trees. That the refocus kind of drains me every time. And so if I'm constantly shifting focus every 15 to 30 minutes in a day, it's not a very effective use of my time. So, there's that. And I will probably bitch about work more later. But I don't want to bitch too much other than... Wow, yay, day two! Let's keep this going, yay. I probably need to start thinking of an outro for this. I don't know, some of those Creative Commons thingies. Been a while since I've made a new one, so I don't exactly memorize it off the top of my head right now. So that's super being tired. So, this has been The Hidden Note. This has been Dog Days Podcasting prequel show, or prelude show? Pre-show. Episode 2. I think it's episode 67 of The Hidden Note. And that's it. Have a good night.